The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. 12 hours later, Kamala Harris did address her supporters after it became obvious that Donald Trump would be elected president. And she was set to speak at 4 p.m. And her speech didn't begin until 4:30. And her running mate, Tim Walz, came out ahead as VP. So she congratulated Donald Trump yesterday. Then in the speech to her supporter, she said, quote, "The light of America's promise will always burn bright as long as we never give up and as long as we keep fighting."
Would you like a portion of it?
Is it laugh free?
I don't know, actually. I bet it is.
"The light of America's promise will always burn bright as long as we never give up and as long as we keep fighting. I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power."
She always sounds like she's about to cry. Like, she's very emotional when she talks.
What do you think the rub is from this whole thing? Does she go back to being a senator? Does Tim Walz go back to being a governor?
You know, I actually talked to somebody yesterday and said the same thing. Like, she's not going to be vice president anymore. Chances of her ever running again are slim to none. So what do you do now? Like, what do you do? Like, what is Mike Pence doing today?
That's a good question.
Like, what do they do? I mean, you got probably a book will be written, but other than that, what do you go speak?
I mean, that's the same question that you could have posed to President Trump years ago when he wasn't. What are you going to do? Well,
he was a billionaire, so, I mean, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I feel like with him, you kind of knew he'd either go back to his businesses or get something else going.
Yeah.
Do you even want to go back into politics if you're her? Maybe this is where you start to enjoy the fame part
of it. She can just go back to practicing law if she wants to, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go back to that. Now, there's going to be millions on the table. She's probably, you know, have some shows coming up, being consulted on or whatever.
I do a podcast with Gayle King.
Something. There's definitely money out there. I guess politics is done, maybe. You're right, though. There's no coming back from that. That bullet can't go back in the gun.
I think maybe there's a little bit of relief on her part that it was so stressful running a campaign and going through all that.
These parties don't like to re-groom you. They just don't. You're one and done. So you really got to pick the right time.
Or better, you know, because I think you can see what Trump's strategy was, where he knew where his opponent won. So he focused on those spots, like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and others, and that's how he won. So I think, you know, you strategize on where your weaknesses are, and the next time if you decide to run, you do a better job. Or whatever she wants to do, I don't know.
We're starting to get into odd territory with the memes as far as they go. Like, when you see the ones of Trump at the grill and it says Daddy's Home, like, that, those are kind of weird. But also on the other hand, too, where you see the completely black profile picture, like it's blacked out. Like, that's for the, I guess it's a protest for Kamala losing.
Day of mourning?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Seen a lot of that. It's weird to see Trump with the grill, I guess. God.
You know, you worked one the other day. I feel bad for those people. It's like Hillary all over again. Oh.
If you watched what's been going on with Trump and everything, I would think I'd be a little going into the White House going, okay, I remember what you said to me. I remember what you did. And you have to be a little bit more objective because you can't be vindictive and go after people the first, you know what I mean?
I got separate questions on the White House entirely, just what? As the House itself.
What? Do they really live there?
Well, I know they live there, but, like, you know, when you're a president, you can alter whatever, the rooms. Do you think about that? What you're going to put where? And can you mess with like any room? Can you adjust anything in the Lincoln bedroom?
I don't know.
Is that off limits? Do you even go everywhere in the White House?
Will they never ever name another room after another president?
That's a great question, too.
They won't. It won't. That'll never happen anymore.
Do they have rooms that aren't named now, as far as bedrooms go?
Probably. Jimmy Carter has like a broom closet.
I think they have their own wing, right? And the other is historical rooms. Like, I wouldn't think that somebody can go in and...
I mean, it ain't that big for them all to have their own wing.
I mean, they're... Look, if you depend... If you believe what Truman did, there are secret tunnels going all through the White House.
Well, he had to have them to get around. And it was really one, but it was like a train track that they had under the White House, which I get... Just imagine now trying to hide the fact that your legs don't work anymore because you don't want the world to see you as weak or your own people. So you hide the fact that you don't have use of your legs because I think polio is what it was.
Yeah.
It's just wild. Like you would never get that passed. Hey, what's up with him not walking anymore? Has anyone noticed all his interviews? He's sitting down. Kate Middleton has an extra finger in a picture and people lose their mind.
Wasn't FDR a big guy? He was in a chair, but I got the impersonation, like, or the impression, excuse me, that he's a really big dude.
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe back then he was. Maybe I don't appreciate old rooms. I got a feeling you go in the Lincoln bedroom, like, oh, this sucks. Jazz it up a little.
This can be very, like, his, I mean, you saw the cabin he grew up in. Crap. Out there wrestling with young boys. His same age. He was young at the same time.
So I don't know if this is right, but according to whatever I'm reading, it says that there's three major bedrooms: the master, the Lincoln, and the Queen's.
Ooh.
Why do we have a Queen's bedroom? Yeah, we know why.
I don't know if they go hang out in all the rooms. You hear the. It was either the Bush girls or Chelsea Clinton talking about just exploring the White House and just kind of playing in the whole place.
Yeah.
Which I guess would be cool as a kid. But
like, you think if you're like a cousin of the Pope, you get to go down in the basement of the Vatican?
Like,
does the Pope have cousins?
Does the Pope even have access to all that stuff?
It really, really, really makes you wonder. Probably not. Like, is that the same way as it is with other things? Like, figurehead kind of stuff, like literally, like that's,
yeah, they got limited access. It's kind of like Tommy Boy to an extent, right? Like, don't let the commendatore, don't let the Pope go everywhere. Do not go to the basement of the Vatican. Paisan.
Like, they, I mean, it's like the Vatican basement is like huge. Like, what all is in there?
Archives.
I want to know.
Is that
I
where all
know.
The money is?
It's where all the documentation,
it's where the bank is, the World Bank is. Down in there.
That's where all the shares of Immobiliare are. There's got to be some stuff down there.
Sure, they keep the hologram machine they use for the Pope when he doesn't want to do his appearances. Remember that? Damn, man, that was weird.
Something that looks like him, drives around.
It was like something, like he came and like stood at the window and then all of a sudden he just disappeared. They're like, damn, they're using a green screen like a Kamala rally now.
You have a Pope hologram to give you communion whenever you want to turn it on.
It's a real weird world that we are in right now when you see a woman, a person that was running for president and their rallies were altered with green screens. It's been shown now. People standing in front of her rally, if you look at their phones, it's not showing the same thing it showed on the screen. Like there's literally not a green screen, but a type of screen behind her that made it look like more people were there. I mean, really, it was on news sites.
It's like what when the CNN was doing during the hurricanes and
standing in knee deep water, and there's people just walking by like, in the background. It's like, dude, you're standing in a canal right now. Yes, we see it.
Like, you don't have to jazz up the presentation. You know, you kind of.
Or like when Kamala was pretending to take a phone call from a voter, which, how would they have her number? She's like, hello, this is Kamala. Oh, thank you for voting for me today. And she shows her phone to the press and it's off. She wasn't even talking to anybody. Like the world is a stage. I know.
That's a great question. Do they all keep each other's numbers? Like, is Kamala going to keep Trump's number?
I know. I saw the Obamas called Trump to congratulate, which, I mean, that was odd. But, like, you were talking crap about him 2 weeks ago, saying that our democracy's over if he gets voted in. But now, suddenly, you know what?
Forgive him.
You won. Congratulations, Don.
Congratulations.
How did you get this number? We all, like, they all hate each other. I don't know why they call and congratulate. I would be a bitter loser. Like, I couldn't do it.
You would be bitter. But, hang up on him.
W. Bush Instagrammed him. Like, he really did. Like, I read his thing on there. He tagged him in it.
But, I talked to an education lobbyist before, and he's like, you know, all these people are friends. They all go out and have drinks afterwards. They can hate each other in public all day and just be cool off camera.
It's like political kayfabe.
Pretty much.
Yeah. We can't ever be seen at Red Lobster together.
Until... one little boy from Greenville, South Carolina. Poe Mill, actually.
Well, I wouldn't say little.
Could have had a flat top. I don't know. Could have been too early for one.
I saw it. They're both liars. Jim Ross is a liar, too.
Hang on now, son of a bitch. I told you got to protect the business.
You denied my story, and it happened.
I told you, you got to protect the business, folks. You didn't see nobody in no Red Lobster. You might have saw somebody you thought was Ric Flair. Might have been a Robster. A Robster. A lead Robster with a blonde wig on that wasn't Rick.
Hey, folks, who's hungry for some seafood?
Are you sure you went at the Lynn Garden or something? Maybe you saw somebody else you thought.
Hey, guys, we got some Red Lobster gift cards we got to give away. You guys want to do a thing called Rock Lobster?
Maybe the Dragon Steamboat was a restaurant you went to.
They all look alike.
You didn't know where you were. I mean, hell. Kids lie, folks.
Any wrestler sitting there, who knows?
Oh, my God. You know what? It could have been Buddy Landale. Now that I think about it, who knows?
When Buddy Roberts was it?
No.
They all wear like the Buddy same outfits, big cloak.
Well, doggy.
Huh. Well, this man was arrested for doing something mean to a police horse. This is a Florida guy. He was arrested for punching a horse after the Georgia-Florida game this past Saturday.
Good Lord.
Why? Take it out on a horse.
Was it the cop's horse that beat the hell out of that old man? I saw another point of view of that fight yesterday.
Oh, okay. You talk about the cop who was
the
punching.
Pre-fight. Yeah, I not the horse that. Fight. The two cops with the Florida-Georgia game.
So what do you think was like justified for? He's really wailing that kid.
No, not justified. But I saw like they kept saying, "All right, come on," and the guy. But it didn't need, but the video that I first saw was just them trying to pull the guy out of there and hitting him in the head a bunch of times. Oh. But I saw the pre-thing to that. I mean, you dealing with drunk guys who just paid probably $400 or $500 to sit there and watch a game, and now you're going to make them leave. So of course, stupid. They're going to be dicks, but you don't do that.
And the girl, why are you punching him?
Why are you punching him? You were sitting right here.
Like, you
and
know
then,
why.
Then one guy who did the video, he's like standing there with it like he's doing a selfie, but it's all going on behind him. And he's like reacting like, oh my God, you're taking him out. And it was God.
Was he yelling world star the whole time?
No.
Give him a shout out.
Man, like I saw where they're doing a country music cruise. I'm like, no, no.
Well, that'd be fun.
I've been to your concerts out in the yard in Simpsonville. It gets a little crazy.
Hey, y'all. Please, this is from the captain. Could you spit your dip juice off the Lido deck, not on it?
Yeah, you don't want to be on the bottom in a cabin. You open your window, you don't catch dip juice and urine all over you, probably. And that'd be at any concert-themed cruise, I bet. Even the Gaither cruise.
Attention, riders. We have a barbecue on the buffet on the Lido deck right before Driving and Crying performance.
I'm going straight to hell.
I do the wrestling cruise before the country music one.
You would?
Yeah, well, I mean, I like to do them both just to kind of see what that crowd's like. I don't know if you can wear shorts to a country music cruise, but
sure,
I'd be the first one.
You would have cut-off overalls. You would cut them off into shorts.
Oh, do they still do the one strap off? That was cool back in the day. Or is that saying something like piercing the right ear?
It might. Let me help you slide
identification.
Out of this.
Wait, this dude, though, can you hurt a horse? You can't hurt a horse.
Sure, you can hurt a horse.
No way. I couldn't punch a horse and hurt it.
It hurts your hand if you punch a horse in the face because they got teeth like a mother.
Like he would feel like
she cooks like a mother.
A fly bite to a horse.
Well, this
I don't know, but you're saying like punching in the face?
Yeah, let's say the face.
He hurt his jaw or something.
I feel like
yeah, it hurt it.
So this guy, his name is Emmanuel Jones. He was arrested for punching this horse, a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office horse. So the horse is presumably okay. And he was charged with causing harm to a police animal, disorderly intoxication, endangering others, and resisting arrest.
Cop horse.
Police horse.
Leo Darkbar should have been a cop horse.
Leo Darkbar wasn't nice enough to be a cop horse. He'd bite the cop.
Was his last name Darkbar or his middle name was Dark?
I guess he was named Darkbar because he was dark chocolate.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tonight on Cop Horse.
But Leo wasn't a good riding horse. He would buck people off. He was just stud horse.
Anything that's going to stick me, poke me, or buck me.
Trotting out tonight? So am I. Taking a dump on the highway tonight? So am I. Tonight on Cop Horse. Massive piles of horse crap horse on the highway.
Where's your horse? Oh, he didn't come in tonight. He's got a gallop pole to go do.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see your giddies. Giddy up.
Well, down. You know, there's a new flying hack if you want to fly somewhere.
Oh, this would be fun.
This is called check-in chicken, where people are waiting until the very last minute to check in, hoping that they will be giving an old unsold premium seat for free. So if you just head on in there at the very last minute, you're thinking that somebody's going to do you a solid and upgrade your seats.
I haven't done a solid in years.
I feel like this don't happen. Those seats just don't sit there.
I've never walked past empty first class seats. They're always sold.
Plus, you might have mentioned this. Somebody did on the show. You're paying a lot of money to get on the plane first.
To sit there and watch people walk by you. Like, first class should go on last. You should be in the bar until the last possible second.
You shouldn't have to associate with the commoners and coach.
No.
Business class, I don't care.
At least close the curtain so we don't have to look at them.
I've been in situations where you had to run to your flight and get there at the last minute, and that is never comfortable. So I wouldn't imagine this would be a good idea, especially if the flight is full.
Did that wait? Oh, God. That's a whole separate issue. You know how many tickets you book, how many seats you have on a plane, but you'll overbook it on purpose, and you'll bump people.
I don't know how that works.
And then getting your stuff when you're getting on the plane and having to shove it in the overhead and put it in, it just is a hassle. I'd rather get there early and be comfortable.
And you're supposed to immediately give them their money back, according to Mayor Pete. Not supposed to hold them over on vouchers weeks later. Immediate refunds. That's supposed to be some of the, you know, refinements of the airline industry.
I don't fly enough to have, like, miles collected or anything.
I don't either.
I didn't smoke either, but I had a bunch of Marlboro miles.
And here's another thing why you should check in early, so your luggage ends up in the same place. Because if it doesn't, you're late, doesn't get on the plane, where's your bag going to go? I've lost my luggage before, and that sucks so bad because you have no clothes to wear when you get to that city. Zero.
I've never checked anything the couple times I've done it. Just, you could fit a lot.
A couple times you've flown?
Yeah, I've only flown like literally a couple times.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's been years since I've done it.
Where's the last place you flew to?
Connecticut. I prefer to drive. No, actually, Boston. Boston was the last place.
You went to Rebecca Lomo's retirement game, didn't you?
Hey, bye. We're about to land over the water. You want to check out the water? Look at the water.
The water.
Look out the window. They didn't talk like that.
Do what?
They didn't talk like that. The pilot didn't talk like that. They did when I landed.
This is the biggest bullcrap story I read yesterday, talking about the election. That, you know, we have the not the ones that we forgot about in space or they couldn't get home, but the ones that are on the International Space Station. So, do you know that apparently they vote from space and they go through this special balloting thing that they're voting through? I don't believe that. I think they either voted ahead of time or they really didn't at all and they just said, hey. And they're not voting from space.
You can't.
Like this whole big contraption that they use, it's not. They're not prepared for that. That's a bunch of crap.
Plus, the whole Dickville Notch thing.
What?
Why did they get to vote at midnight?
What is Dickville Notch?
It's a town somewhere up northeast. You might have to look it up. But they get to vote first. They vote at midnight before anybody else because Trump and Harris tied. in the Dick Vilnatch vote. I don't know why they get to go first. Just like caucuses are stupid, you're literally standing in line like you're in third grade to support a candidate. And we have technology now. You don't have internet in Iowa? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but damn, I don't trust, like, so many people saying, why are we not voting on our phones now?
I wouldn't trust that.
Well, yeah, but in some states, they let people walk in and claim to be whoever the hell they want to be without any kind of documentation.
Oh, you don't have to have the ID, the voter's registration card?
Not in California, New York, Massachusetts, a couple other ones. You don't have to have voter ID at all.
Well, that better change.
Like the one guy they showed on the news, he's like, I went in to vote. They said I'd already voted. It's like, I haven't voted yet. Somebody went in there and said they were him and voted.
I know
and
that
then
happened.
He did not get to vote.
I saw that happen to Dabo because his son voted a week before. Will, shout out Will. I see you running on the way home. But he
you seen Will's weenie running?
But Dabo had to do a paper vote, I believe it was.
Hmm.
Because they had the same name.
His name is, oh.
They're both named Will.
How did they get Dabo from that?
You know, it's an old story.
It's because of the banana man, right?
Might be it.
Dabo!
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
I don't feel good. I'm really not.
Yeah, you got...
I'm feeling something coming over me.
I don't want to get it, though, so when I'm...
I don't know what it is.
I'm trying to be nice about it, though.
I know. I'm staying in distance. I don't know what it is. I feel funky.
I don't smell anything, but you...
No, it ain't, like, that funky. I joke when talking about that. Like, oh, my stomach's tore up, whatever. I just feel like that. I don't know.
Just about to play it by ear there, buddy.
Keep me in your prayers today, if you would. I appreciate you. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back. We'll power through this. Yeah. For real. I got to go do jumping jacks or something. I feel in a weird way right now.
I don't want you to be like that the rest of the show, to be honest with you.
No, so. I'm not. We come back, it'll be all new me right after this. The dramatic transformation right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is...
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Good morning, Philly Times. This is Donya. I can help you.
Yeah. Can I speak to someone in the newsroom? I want to report a breaking news story.
Sure. One second.
Thank you.
News desk.
This is the news desk?
Yeah, news desk. How can I help you?
You sound like you're in a car right now. I was calling to report a story. I called the newspaper, though, and they transferred me to you. Is this a bad time?
No, I've actually got it. My office line's forwarded to my cell phone. Go ahead. I'm good. Go ahead.
I was wanting to get an interview done on me if I could. I've got something here that I think will change the way people look at religion. I was wanting you to come do an interview for me. I'm down here in Toccoa.
Okay, that sounds... go ahead and tell me what's going on. I mean, right. What is it?
Well, basically, this past weekend, I had diarrhea real bad. And long story short, throughout the night, I ended up in the bed. And you're laughing at that? Anyway, so I shit the bed, and then the next morning, I was cleaning up, and I noticed what 100% looks like the image of Christ on my bed sheet now.
This is crazy, man. Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious. So, see, when you look, all these people are coming around. Word has spread around Toccoa that the image of Christ is on my stained bed sheets, and people have already named it Holy Sheet.
You've got to be kidding
sir,
me.
Sir, this is no joke.
What did you eat?
What did I eat? What does that have to do with anything? The fact is, a miracle has happened here, just like in Santa Ana, right here in Toccoa, Georgia. So I want people to know about it, and I want people to make a pilgrimage to my bed.
So you want me to do a story about this? This is what you're asking me to do?
Well, I look at your newspaper. You do all these high school stories and middle school stories people don't give a about. Why not talk about a religious miracle right here in my bed with my...
You've got to be kidding me.
Holy you know, sheet.
Oh, God.
You have
got to call me. Listen, man, I will document this and I'll do everything I need to do for this.
You won't.
This is great.
You laughing about
great,
it.
This is great, man. But you gotta tell me what you eat. What did you eat to make this happen?
I don't remember what I ate, sir. That's got nothing. We'll talk about that if you guarantee an interview. Otherwise, I'm going to the Today Show or The View with my holy sheet.
This is hilarious. You have got to call me back and give me the rest of this story. I'll be glad to do it. This is hilarious.
You ain't no professional.
Listen, man, you called me about this holy sheet, and I want to do this story. It sounds awesome. And if you'll just call me back when I'm actually at my desk, I'll be glad to do it. You got to call me every day. You're hilarious, man. This cannot be real.
See, people used to laugh at the Lord, too, but you see what happened to them, don't you?
Well, it's hilarious, man. What you told me is funny, and you won't tell me what you've eaten.
Holy
sheet.
I'm sure
there's people out here that want to cry.
Let me tell you something. You come down here, and you look at this mess in my bed, and I'll be damned if a tear don't come from your eye. Your nose might start bleeding too. All right, I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call you back, you sorry son of a bitch. I'll call you later. Bye.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, oh my God.
8:45 in the AM.
Hey, you tired of walking?
You going to work? How are you going to get there? I know how you can get there.
Put your thumb up.
Mr. Ocean's coming by. There's
ass,
an empty
grass,
seat.
Or gas. Choice is yours.
Oh, my God.
Just nailed the post.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, that's fun.
Billy Ocean, right?
Yes, sir. William Ocean.
William Ocean.
It's been stuck in my head because somebody had a little reel that says... It's that same reel of the guy dancing with his crew, I guess, on the street. And it says, when this plays in the grocery store, I get down.
I love when they take those videos and they put a different song to it.
Yes.
Like,
if it doesn't match up, it's funnier that way.
It's the one where the boys are like in a row and you just see them from the shoulders up, or the
goth kids in the drainage ditch where they're sitting there doing their EDM dance, and then they'll start playing like Boot Scoot and Boogie or something.
Or the guys in the church that are like, you know, yes, like the possessed, or the Muslim guys.
The snake handler churches, yes, where the one guy's sitting there and he's clogging with one foot only. Like, wow. But they'll put it to like a song by Mystical or something just to be funny.
Sing a thing!
Watch! Someone
Oh. Internet. I don't know how to work it, but it's fun.
I don't either. It's all about the prompt.
Yeah, it is.
If you've looked at my employment record, I'm not prompt. So I don't know anything about that stuff.
You got to be 14 to know how to work TikTok.
Is that the deal?
I'm no capping you right now.
14 might be a little too old to start learning.
Oh, crap. At that point, you're a simp.
Right.
Simp. Shout out.
I feel better. Thank you.
I don't. Yeah. Feeling okay. Better.
So here's what I did.
I wanted to ask, but I
went in there and I shoved my finger down my throat because I was like, "There is some nausea going on here. I don't know what it is." And, but you know, I just had this will sound great. I had the heaves or whatever.
The womp
womp. I never did anything, but I do feel better now. I don't know.
Now, do you just trying to help?
Yeah.
You think something bigger than a finger would help you out?
Looks
similar.
Give me time. I'll put my foot in my mouth before the show's over. I don't know what it was. I was also telling y'all off the air. In fact, I was like, oh, you should say that on the air. And I was like, I don't know that anybody. I don't know if I'm going to keep going to therapy. It sucks. Man. Yesterday was not a good one.
I'm sorry.
Do you feel well?
Here, I'm going to tell you what.
Okay.
It's not even anything specific. I've been told, and this is something that all of you, this probably on a plaque you could buy at Hobby Lobby because it's so overused. She, my therapist, said that I need to, because when you say all your stuff, what you need to do, and I started smiling, she said, you need to live in the moment more. And I'm like, baby doll? Don't you call me baby doll? Oh, ma'am?
Whatever
we're
that means.
Not allowed to I say that same thing, like, don't worry about the past, don't worry about the future, live in the now. But she said, do you think you live in the moment? And I was like, yeah, but then define that to me. And she's like, well, you're when you're doing something, like right now I'm talking, I am not thinking about what I have to do after the show or what I forgot to do this morning or last night. I'm just thinking about the now.
Mm-hmm.
But not really. I am really thinking about what I got to do later. Like, this is subtract of my brain where I can't fully immerse myself in the now.
Because you're
and
overwhelmed.
And I also don't know what that means. Like, when I hear people say it means put your phone down or put your day planner away. Don't schedule everything. But what does it mean to you when somebody says you need to live in the moment, live in the now?
Because you're anticipating things that may not even happen. If you're not living in the moment, you're going to miss things. You're worrying about what's going to happen the next minute.
It's not even necessarily a worry, like a you know, oh, woe is me worry. It's more or less just like, oh, yeah, don't forget, you got to do that later. Oh, yeah, that thing too, don't forget that. It's this running track in my head.
Yeah.
I wonder if you compartmentalize everything by nature. Like, for example, you know, you hear something somebody says to you, and maybe you break it down and break it down. It's not like a micromanaging type thing, but it's just like a deep analysis.
I'm incredibly sensitive, for sure. Mm-hmm. I am somebody who will get an email or a text and think about it 12 different ways. Like, did they mean this? I mean, that's why I kind of hate it.
I understand when you kind of get OCD where you have to finish and follow through with something before you get on to the next one. Like, you know, for example, if you start cleaning, you got to do the whole house. You can't just do one room.
Like, I really wonder, like, I've spoke highly of therapy. And I'm kind of just not being sarcastic or facetious now, but, like, what if at the end, you know how people will talk crap about chiropractory?
Oh, yeah.
Chiropractory? Is that a thing? Chiropractic?
Some people don't believe in it.
They don't believe in it, or they think it's all a hustle just to get you to come. Like, what if I've been problem-free this whole time and she's just making me think I need to come back?
My two questions in general.
No. I'm joking. I love the hell out of my therapist. She is, you know, we can't be friends outside of that stuff. Like, I've invited her on the show before. I can't really cross that line. Whatever. And plus, I don't think my insurance would pay for her to come on the show.
This is legit. Like, I don't know how this works. Is therapy
I don't lay down.
Well, is therapy meant for you to keep going to?
Yeah.
Is it meant to fix a problem or to manage a problem for your whole life?
It's not a one problem thing. It started off with the departmentalizing stuff. How to, it was a life coach, and it's how to plan my days out and you know, plan how to do, you know, how they have that, what was that book that Chinese lady wrote about making your house more efficient? Or maybe she was from Japan.
Oh,
Asian. Is that the one that says get rid of books you don't love?
Just, yeah, I forget.
Yeah,
what
I read that. That was good.
And I welcome. No, I feel it? Very, lack a better term, like, I don't even want to say that either. I feel a little bit autistic when it comes to putting things, not things like physical things, but planning things and doing things.
I don't know what all you guys talk about, but it doesn't seem like there's enough there for you to keep going to talk about, but I don't know. Like when you talked about the issue you had about just recently about the email or whatever, just how you analyze stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know that, and then, you know, your therapist knows that, but like, is there a fix for that or is it just to manage?
I don't know.
I went to a therapist for a while, and I stopped going, and I probably should go back. But the reason why I went is because I had horrendous survivor's guilt. And I just got to the point where I didn't want to think about it or talk about it, but you need to face what you go through because it affected me every day. There would be triggers during the day that would make me feel bad.
Maybe this is just me being an ignorant, arrogant prick, but I feel like if you hold yourself accountable and you really look at yourself objectively, like, you don't need the therapy. Like, I don't know what it's for.
But guys, because here's what it is. And this is very, like, tough to say. I mean, yeah. It really, really is. Not, like, bitten it up at all. I've never felt comfortable in my life completely talking to a person and telling them
like I've, and this, I swear to God, this is not a woe is me thing, but I've never had friend or family or any that I felt 100% comfortable telling them everything. Like, yeah, all my thoughts, feelings. With family, it was because it might not go along the lines of church stuff. And then with a friend, as a dude, you, even though I have great friends, you in the back of my mind, I think, well, they're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you. It's a weird, and I have damn good self-esteem, but it's just like this weird thing where I completely am whole on the show. Like I say usually what I'm thinking or whatever, but when it comes to sensitive nature stuff, I've never had that go-to person other than therapy, who I know I only see once a week. She's only doing this because I'm paying her and the insurance is paying her. And also she's bipartisan. Like she don't give, she's fighting for me or whatever. She's on my side, but she'll tell me, oh no, you did that wrong. You should not have, you said you were not going to do that.
But you need that person more than like once a week, right? Or once every week.
Well,
right?
I was twice a week. I'm down to one a week. But my first therapist, I fired her ass. I didn't fire her. I just quit going.
That's the thing.
Got bored with her.
No, she said some things to me. I don't think you say to somebody who is like feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we've all had maybe what you call odd lives, but Lord, I feel like mine's a trilogy. Yeah. Like it could be a three movie part. I mean, it's just wild.
Do you take notes?
Oh yeah, I keep a journal, not a diary.
Okay. So do you read back and see your progress and see where you're going?
See, that in itself, okay, that's perfect because I'm told to, and not just my therapist, but like a guy that I call my mentor. He told me from day one, he's like, journal, journal, journal. Don't call it a diary, but write down your thoughts. But wait a minute. What happens when you go back and read those? You're living in the past. Like I, that's why I'm trying to find the common ground for living in the now.
Yeah, and when I'm told to let it go, just let it go.
Oh,
just let these feelings go. And I said, but you have to understand, I couldn't save someone's life, and that's the hardest thing that I have to deal with.
Right, and it's no one particular thing. It's just a culmination, probably, of things. And I generally like going. But it sucks that I go in there with a notepad on my phone full of things to ask.
Yeah.
So then I feel like I'm set up to never not go. Because if anything crosses my mind, I never try to necessarily, honest to God, I never maybe try to figure it out myself. I'll just tuck it away on a little notepad on my phone and then save it for the therapy. So I'm not dealing with it myself. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird kind of process. But if I just let my guard down and talk more about stuff, that's what I've been told to do. But that's hard.
And have confidence that you are healing or wherever you want to be.
It's not a lack of, I promise. It's a weird thing to even put in the word.
Well, you got that filter.
I hope someone out there like gets what I'm saying. Like it's a, not that y'all don't, but it sounds like I'm talking in circles. But it's a thing where you want to better yourself as a person. But then keeping notes and going back and look at them reverts you back to that mindset.
Yeah, plus you also have that filter to where you know you don't really want to unload on a lot of people.
Mm-mm.
Like you don't want to shift that off.
Oh.
And that's something you probably go through too before you decide to
Absolutely.
Say what.
Absolutely. Everybody does that when you don't deal with whatever the issue is, everybody in your life will catch the crap, you know, as a result of it. But I don't know. It's the day before you dread it and the day after it sucks. And I'm like sitting here thinking like, maybe that's why I don't feel good today. Like, cause I was just like all that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
emotionally drained.
So wild.
Like it manifests itself into a physical illness.
Yeah. But so living in the now, like it's, I know what it means to actually implement it in your life. My God. So hard. I mean, even meditating, you just sit there, you close your eyes, you know, you thinking about what? Don't think about anything. How?
I'd fall asleep, be honest with you.
I mean, I'm when I'm meditating, I'm still sidetracking something else. Just to shut it off is incredibly difficult to do.
It's hard to shut the noise off and just...
If you still listen right now, I appreciate you. Because I don't know that this has really been constructive or even need of being on the radio, but it's something that's really a struggle.
It's something a lot of people deal with.
I think especially... Well, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say especially men, because men are usually... apprehensive about showing their feelings and stuff. But there's a ton of women that are the same way too.
And I like that advice. Live in the now and be grateful.
It's just so hard to do.
Yeah, it's like it's open-ended. Like, what is the now?
It's like the older you get, the more past you have to think about. And it's like, oh, dang it, man.
Instead of, like going to an event, not just taking pictures, but really experiencing.
Yes.
So I get that.
Yes. But then again... Yeah, it's a weird complex. Don't judge me on this last segment, please. Thank you.
it's good to get it out there.
Well, yeah, but
also know where we're going to be sitting at 10 if I don't hit this button right now.
We'll be back.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341. 72341. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.